Horst spread his hands. After that, it took us a little while to get our bearings before starting on our way back here. The vid faded to black, and the wall brightened to its normal pure blankness. The semi-organic turned its expressionless face to the construct. "He was not accompanied by a Rosa this time," it said.
"I offered him one, but he declined," said the construct, "as he did again before leaving 5 days ago."
"Did you send him off to track down this Tanenth machine again?"
"Yes," the construct said. "And 2 days ago, all communications with Horst and his ship ceased abruptly. I sent an augmented analyzer drone to the last known coordinates. It deduced an ambush and capture from the initial micro-evidence, corroborated with microparticle clouds cast off by the use of grappler fields. The drone also detected residual ripple resonance from a recent hyperspace jump, abstracted a likely field signature from it, then dispatched probes to the 4 nearest enemy bases, 1 Vor and 3 Shintanil. One probe registered a pattern match near a Shintanil battlegroup on Tier 57. The probe then sent in a flock of sensor motes to investigate the sole crypt ship there, and, after some hours, they detected and verified Horst's life signs.
"Now that you know the location of his captivity," said the semi-organic, "I assume that this is where I enter the picture."
"Correct. Once your shell appearance is complete to the last detail, you will be leaving for the depths. Your task is to free him and then to aid him in the search for the Godhead.
You remain convinced that it is responsible for both the return of the Vor and the Shintanil and for the release of the Legion.
Now more than ever.
Too many large-scale strategies are proceeding in concert for this to be coincidence." The semi-organic inclined its chalky white head. "I would hope to be provided with resources appropriate to the hazards which lie ahead."
"Unfortunately, the aggression is fully committed, stretched thin across multiple fronts, to be precise.
I will be able to give you the use of a fast tier scout and a squad of combat drones and directional data for a course to Tier 23. There, you will find this vessel." The construct indicated the screen. Against the backdrop of a ringed planet hung a large, heavily damaged warship, its prow a sheared-off, melted mass, its stern crawling with bots and suited crew members. The semi-organic nodded. "So, the Earth Sphere ship survived the spiralist invasion of Darien," it said, "which is more than the Brolturan battleship managed. Suddenly, elements of my assignment become clearer. I am curious as to how it comes to be there."
"Although the Earth Sphere vessel Heracles managed to survive the thermonuclear explosion with drives intact, it very quickly came under attack. With the defences disabled, the captain ordered an emergency hyperspace jump."
The construct zoomed the frame in on the ship's stern, where several sections lay exposed.
"Certain control systems had been badly affected, so the engineers had to make non-calibrated adjustments to the hyperdrive fields while traversing T2. Unfortunately, this resulted in their unintentional descent to Tier 23.